Okay, now I would like to read the scripture for today's lesson. Today's lesson is actually from the same Bible verses as we looked at last week, which is Mark 14, verses 3 to 9. Mark 14, verses 3 to 9. And we are going to continue to look at these verses today. But let's read the scripture again. Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured the perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. So out of the passage, I'd like to share the message from the Bible. Today's sermon title is The Woman Who Anointed Jesus, Part 2. So last week, our sermon was Part 1, but today, Part 2, The Woman's Thankfulness Toward God. That's the title. So today, we continue to look at the story of the woman who anointed Jesus in Bethany. Before getting into today's main points, I would like to review very quickly what was going on in today's passage, just in case. In today's passage, Jesus was in a town called Bethany, which is very close to Jerusalem. Actually, you can walk between Jerusalem and Bethany. It's about, I think, 3 kilometers. And in Bethany, Jesus was eating in the house of a man named Simon, who was suffering from leprosy. While eating, a woman came to Jesus and poured very expensive perfume on Jesus. Seeing what she did, a few people criticized the woman, saying, "What she did was the waste of the perfume." However, Jesus defended her and even praised what she did. We can learn from many things, I'm sure. We can learn many things from the story, but what I found important was the following 3 points. The woman, firstly, the woman was able to sacrifice the expensive perfume because she deeply trusted God. And I shared this point last week. And secondly, the woman did her best she can at that moment. That's second point. And third point is the woman's act was out of her thankfulness and love toward Jesus. And like I said, last week, we reflected on the first point. So this week, I would like to share with you the second and third point today. Let's reflect on the second point together. The woman did her best she can at that moment. Although almost no one knew this at that moment, almost no one knew this at that moment, the event in today's passage took place only a few days before Jesus' crucifixion. So after just a few days, just a few days after today's event, Jesus was killed on the cross. The cross of Jesus was approaching. We have been given the Bible, so we can read the Bible and we know the chronology, but at that moment, people didn't really know Jesus' cross was approaching. In that sense, there were not many opportunities to serve Jesus in person any longer, because Jesus was to be killed very soon. If the woman wanted to sacrifice the perfume for Jesus, if the woman wanted to do that, she needed to do so. She needed to do so while Jesus was still with people. In fact, Jesus says in verse 7, "The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want. But you will not always have me." This is just to be sure, but in verse 7, Jesus is not saying we should or we can ignore financially troubled people or marginalized people. In fact, Jesus often visited them, became friend of them, and helped them. In addition, we should note that verse 7 is Jesus' response to the criticism against what the woman did to Jesus. Those who rebuked the woman basically said that the woman should have sold the perfume to take care of the poor. But what they said does not seem to be out of their honest compassion toward the poor. Their criticism does not seem to be out of their honest compassion toward the poor. If you look at the same event recorded in the Gospel of John, John writes that the one who criticized the woman was Judas Iscariot. And Judas criticized the woman not because he cared about the poor, but because he wanted to steal the money. So the criticism against the woman was not from their honest compassion toward the poor. But anyways, the important point is that opportunity given to the woman to serve Jesus was limited, and she did not miss the opportunity. Perhaps Jesus' visit to the house in today's passage was her last opportunity to serve Jesus. And she did what she could when she was given a chance to serve Jesus. In other words, if she didn't, she had not poured the perfume on Jesus at that moment, probably she would have not any other chances to pour the perfume on Jesus, because Jesus was going to be killed very soon. We too should do We too should do what we can do for our Lord while we can still do so. As for me, I am often tempted to think like this. I can do this tomorrow, so I don't have to work on this today, even if I have time and ability to work on something, that thing, immediately. But like no one really knew that Jesus' crucifixion was very near in today's passage, I don't really know if I still have an opportunity to serve the Lord tomorrow in the same way I can do today. Like the woman in today's passage did what she could do while Jesus was still physically approachable, I think we should do what we can. We should do what we can to honor God while we can still do. What we can do to honor God may be a small thing, like being nice to someone, praying for someone who are in a difficult situation. But like Jesus was glad about the woman in today's passage, our Lord gladly accepts what we do for him, as long as what we do for him is out of our sincere heart. But it should be also noted that when we try to serve God, we may unexpectedly be criticized by someone, like the woman was criticized in today's passage. But let us remember, like Jesus accepted what she did for him and defended her, our God accepts what we do for him, and he is on our side, as long as we submit ourselves and follow him. Last week in my sermon, I mentioned a woman missionary named Sarah Andrews. And today, I would like to very briefly mention another woman missionary named Anna Bixler, because she dedicated her life for the kingdom work whenever she can. The length of her earthly life was only a little over 50 years. Kind of short, but I believe she spent her time on earth in a very meaningful way. Anna Bixler was the wife of Audie Bixler, who established Ochanomizu Church of Christ. But unfortunately, Anna Bixler passed away before the establishment of Ochanomizu Church. The Bixlers originally did their missionary works not in Tokyo, but in the northern Ibaraki prefecture. So the Bax area is Ibaraki, so north of Tokyo. Audie Bixler and his family and other missionaries originally started their missionary works in Ibaraki area, not in Tokyo. By the way, Churches of Christ in Japan have been relatively strong in Ibaraki area. You can find relatively many Churches of Christ in Ibaraki area. And the Bixlers and a few other missionary families were the pioneers of our mission works in Ibaraki area. But anyway, Sister Anna Bixler came to Japan for the first time in her mid-20s. And actually that was I believe they came to Japan in 1919. And recently, I'm kind of interested in that year because in 19, They came to Japan 1919, but the previous year, 1918, there was a big historical event in the world. That was Spanish flu. So that was extremely, I don't know how to say, a powerful pandemic. And so in 1918, the Spanish flu pandemic took place. And the next year, the Bixers came. So I just wondered how they were feeling. And I think they were very courageous. And I think it's an interesting topic to do research. But anyway, when Anna Bixler came to Japan for the first time, she was in her mid-20s. And she dedicated herself for the kingdom work in Japan. She finished her earthly life in the early 50s, probably at the age of 52. I don't know exactly the birthday of Anna Bixler, so I don't know exactly how old she was when she died, but probably she was 52 when she passed away. So her earthly life was not very long, but she did not miss her opportunities to serve the Lord. So even though her life was short, I believe her life was spiritually very rich and blessed. The ways we can serve God are different, and obviously not everyone is called to serve in the similar way as Anna Bixler did. But my point is, Anna Bixler's life was spiritually so rich and blessed, even though the length of her life was relatively short, because she did what she could do whenever she was given an opportunity to do so, like the woman in today's passage did. So, let us make the best of time and opportunities that we are given this year, this week, or even today. We don't have to do what we can't do, but if there is something we can do for God, let's try not to waste the opportunity. Okay, so lastly, I would like to make the third point. I think this is the most important point. The woman's act was out of her thankfulness and love toward Jesus. As I mentioned last week, the event we are looking at today is recorded not only in the Gospel of Mark, but also in Luke and John. And the Gospel of John mentions more about the woman who poured the perfume on Jesus. According to John's record, the name of the woman was Mary. And this Mary has a brother and sister named Martha and Lazarus, respectively. I am sure many of you know the story of Lazarus being brought back to life by Jesus. So, while the Gospel of Mark does not identify who the woman was exactly, the Gospel of John says the woman who poured the perfume on Jesus was Mary, the sister of Lazarus. Then, Mary, the woman who anointed Jesus, had a wonderful experience previously. That is, his brother had died, but Jesus brought him back to life again. I am sure that experience made her extremely thankful toward Jesus because her brother was alive again. So, if we look at John's record, we can see what was behind the woman's sacrifice of very expensive perfume. She was so grateful towards Jesus for what he had done, and she wanted to do whatever she can do for Jesus. Therefore, to Mary, Jesus was not just someone like a great teacher. He was not just a religious leader, but to Mary, Jesus was someone who gave her the eternal hope or eternal life. To Mary, Jesus was the Savior. Because of Jesus, she was able to find joy and hope, which transcend the earthly joy and hope. So she poured the expensive perfume out of her joy and thankfulness towards Jesus. She did not think as if she had to do so, but she really wanted to do so. In that sense, she loved Jesus and she wanted to serve him. Today, we serve our Lord for the same reason. We serve God not because we have to, but because we want to. We want to serve him because we are joyful, being loved by God and saved by God. We have been given the eternal hope and eternal life through Christ. We are so grateful for Jesus. That's why we serve. Therefore, when we feel a little tired spiritually, and when we feel powerless to serve, what we should do is this. We should slow down a little bit and reflect on things God has done for us. And we should continue to let God take care of ourselves. It is important that first we receive God's grace, which brings us joy and makes us willing to serve. Mary poured the perfume on Jesus, not because she thought she had to do, but because she wanted to do so. Last week and this week, we reflected on the woman who anointed Jesus. The woman poured the expensive perfume on Jesus, firstly because of her trust or faith in the Lord. Her faith in Jesus removed her worries and fears, and she did not hesitate to give Jesus what she had. And secondly, the woman did the best she can do at that time. She did not have many opportunities to serve Jesus in person because the death of Jesus was near, but she did not miss her opportunities. And thirdly, and I believe most importantly, she served Jesus because her heart was filled with joy and thankfulness towards Jesus. She did not serve God out of the feeling of obligation. Instead, she wanted to serve Jesus because she knew how wonderful Jesus was. We all are called to serve God, but most importantly, let us receive God's grace first so that our heart would be filled with joy and thankfulness toward God. Then, let us keep trusting in God so that we can serve God without fears and worries. And let us be careful not to miss our opportunity to serve, because our time on earth is limited. We don't have to do things we can't do, but if there is any way that we can do for God, we should do it. And like Jesus gladly accepted what the woman in today's passage did, God would accept what we do for him and use it for the advancement of his kingdom. Thank you very much.